This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. We're launching into yet another hour. This is the third one on this live Sunday edition. You may take control of the airwaves. Our phone lines are always open, and you can dial in toll free at 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight it's Ian,
Richard Rich,
and Melanie.
And on the way here, we still got more of this story from the Washington Times, which we've been going through bit by bit as we can in between your calls about executive orders are not laws, but yet everybody treats these executive orders as though they are, you know, handed down by God.
Because they're enforced and, like they are.
Well,
like it comes down to the enforcement.
Some places they are.
I don't know. I don't know that the state of New Hampshire can set you on fire for all eternity.
We will continue with that, but your calls and thoughts come first, so we're going to go to it, where Pat is in Michigan, listening to WZTK-FM. Go ahead, Pat. Pat in Michigan. Are you there? Pat, going once. Hello.
Oh.
Hello, Pat. You're on the
good evening.
Yeah, I had the phone set down. We're on a 3-second delay or something, so.
You're okay.
But,
go ahead.
Yeah, I got a couple, 3 points to touch on, if you'd be so kind.
Maybe.
One of your earlier callers was talking about the disruption of the food chain and the.
Great call.
And the milk getting dumped and whatnot. And I was listening to an earlier program about all the little pigs having to get slaughtered too, because I used to raise hogs. And you got about 9 months, then you got a full size pig, and you got to do something with him, or he's going to be ornery and bust the pen and whatnot, right? I took the biggest two pigs to our slaughterhouses here in this county that I got records in two different slaughterhouses. As far as hogs go. But anyway, I'm thinking that the milk producers, we need to have a stronger cooperative between the farmers. The milk producers need to be giving their surplus to the hog farmers and the vegetable farmers to the cows.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? Just distribute it and they might have to increase their pasturage or pen size a little bit, but.
But are they allowed to?
You can't just throw a good commodity in the dumpster when there's something that could be done with it.
Well, apparently they can and they are. And I think, Richie, your question is the most important one, is that are they under the threat of violence from the state in order to do the things that they're doing? Why otherwise would they not do what you're suggesting, Pat, which is to say give it away to somebody who is, you know, in need of it? Pat?
Yes, sir.
Do you know?
No, I was waiting for Richard to respond. I thought you were asking him a question.
Oh, no, I don't know. I asked the question. Are they allowed to?
Well, I mean, a lot of them have exclusivity agreements.
I don't know if they're allowed to either, but it seems to me if you're not charging for a product, or you...
And they have insurance, and they also have insurance, so...
That's
the insurance
another
company
part.
Is not necessarily going to, in a lot of cases, explicitly is not going to pay out... If you, so say you usually get, I don't know what the prices are, but say you usually get, you know, $1,000 a pig, but you can sell it to an individual instead of to Tyson for, you know, I don't know,
$300 a pig.
They're not going to pay you the difference, but if you just gas them all, they'll pay you $1,000 a pig. So
that's
also
intolerable.
There. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some really awful stuff going on out there, and it's not a free market, and I think we'd see a lot of different organization in the marketplace if it were more free. That doesn't mean there still wouldn't be contracts that could get in the way, but ultimately if you violate the contract and you end up giving somebody a bunch of food to violate that contract, you know, that's the worst case, is that you're just going to be subject to whatever the penalties are in the contract.
I think that
was prison.
In this case, in the, you know, emergency pandemic, whatever you want to call it, I think you'd be hard-pressed to get an arbitrator to, like, rule in favor of the guy going, like, no, he violated our contract by selling it to people in need, right?
That'd look really bad.
It would look really bad to bring that. Like, no, if you can't.
And a lot of the companies are willing to waive the exclusivity agreements, but it's the insurance companies that are the problem.
Okay.
Pat, you said you had one other point. Go ahead.
Well, I had a couple, three, but one of them I want to touch up is Roundup. If you got because everybody's planting their little victory gardens. I've seen, I live in a rural area. I see people that got chickens now that never had chickens.
Yeah.
People are actually making an effort to feed themselves.
Good.
And if you have if you have had Roundup on your soil in the last 20 years, it's still there.
Yeah, this
is a poison. It kills the genomes. It kills a spark plug on the end of your genomes.
Yeah, this is poison. I believe, isn't Monsanto behind Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Same as the genetic seed. It's a massive government worldwide overtake. The farmers in South America are using Coca-Cola to fertilize their field because it has such a high Roundup content. And a sugar content, which neutralizes the crop. And
that doesn't sound right.
Oh, that sounds like it's right out of Idiocracy.
It's terribly true. It's ungodly.
They might have shared ingredients, but I don't think that Coca-Cola contains Roundup.
Pat, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I know you had more to talk about, but I got to get some other folks on the line. Feel free to call any other time. As we continue here, Robert in South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say your comment a lot earlier about the policemen, you know, beating people down. And I just wanted to say that, you know, policemen are bureaucrats. Although they're the lowest level of bureaucrats, they're still bureaucrats. The bureaucrats don't want any more work than they really have to do. They just want to basically keep the peace, go home, and have an easy life.
Doesn't look that way when they're beating people down.
I don't know about the keep the peace part, but the rest of it, yes.
So if they beat people down, that's a big problem for them, especially if that person gets hurt or seriously hurt or killed.
No, it's not a problem.
It's not a problem at all.
Maybe you haven't been paying attention, Robert, but over the last, however many years I've been paying attention, it seems like the police can absolutely get away with murder, and in many cases, they will actually receive a promotion or some sort of an award after the fact.
Or paid leave.
Paid vacation at the minimum.
Which is what they go for. They go like, I shot him because, you know, if they've been caught on camera or audio saying like, well, we needed a paid vacation. Why don't we just go and shoot this guy and then we get a paid vacation rather than having to deal with the other paperwork.
There's always a small chance that they're going to get caught and spend 20 years in prison like the guy who murdered Mr. Scott in North Charleston.
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular
case. A very small chance.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that case, but in most cases, the police are not punished, even if they are caught. Thank you for the call, Robert. We've seen countless cases where the police have shot people in cold blood with no real rationale beyond the cop claiming they were afraid for their life.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into any of the details because there have been so many cases, I can't recall all of them. But
there's too many names that I have to keep remembering every time there's another police shooting.
You have to realize what kind of people is the job that you're advertising going to attract. So violent, psychotic violent people do exist, or people who just like to be violent, you know, excessively, they do exist. So if you have a job where you are allowed to be violent without consequences, you're going to attract those people.
Yeah, absolutely. And then they're going to move up through the ranks because they started low, they move up, and then you've got corruption that rises through the ranks, and the high level guys are backing up the low level guys, and you know, everybody's protected within the gang, within the thin blue line, which is, you know, this sort of gang symbol that they have for themselves.
Until it's so egregious that they can't cover it up and can't get away with it, and then someone gets sacrificed.
It's so rare that happens because usually it's egregious and they don't have to cover it up. It's just egregious and they're like, well, he did it by the book. It's totally fine. Remember that last guy? Was it Duncan Lemp, I believe, was his name? The dude.
That's not even the last guy. That was a couple guys ago. Yeah.
Dude gets shot in his own bed or whatever. He was still asleep by the cops.
But he was a firearms owner, so they knew that he might have weapons
in
the house.
And they sat on the warrant for 2 months being like, this is the most dangerous person ever. That's why you have to wait 2 months and do nothing. And then just bust in the middle of the night shooting aimlessly one day.
Let's talk to Joey in Pennsylvania on YouTube. Go ahead, Joey.
Free Talk Live. How's it going, man?
What's on your mind, Joey?
Hey, I've been listening to you guys for upwards of a decade, man. I really appreciate you guys being on live 7 days a week. But
thanks.
Hey, so I was in the YouTube chat. I see people saying, I don't want to wear face masks because it's my civil liberty to, you know, whatever, do whatever I want.
And in public, it should be.
Well, no, I understand, but I'm thinking, like, so facial recognition has been, like, one of the biggest threats to our civil liberties for a couple of years now. I mean, like, that's kind of one of my biggest worries anyway.
Hold that thought, Joey. We're going to come back to you here in just a moment. I want to make sure you have a chance to get your thoughts out. We'll do that with Joey, and your calls and thoughts also welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Face masks. Some people are saying bring them on. They welcome it because they want to be more anonymous in public. That's fine.
That's
man.
A good reason.
That's fine.
I'll listen to that argument any day.
Do whatever you want. It's your face. You can put anything you want on it. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DinoVite.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dog will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DinoVite.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number. number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Bitcoin.com, place you can go to get started learning about the world of Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. There's a lot in the news right now about Bitcoin having its halving.
The halving.
They are going to go through a halvening, which happens tomorrow, actually. By this time tomorrow night, it will have happened. It's about, I think, 6 p.m. Eastern time is when it's supposed to go down. There's really no, like, fanfare for this. It's just a thing that happens in the Bitcoin network where the amount of Bitcoin that is awarded to the miners, which is roughly every 10 minutes, this Bitcoin blocks
get
mined.
Half.
It will be cut in half from 12.5 Bitcoins to 6.25 Bitcoins. So that's a big deal. It happens only every few years, like 3 or 4 years or something like that.
And it gets longer in between, right?
Does it? Okay. That wouldn't surprise me, but I don't know. I've never really looked deeply into that. I believe that's possible. But it seems like every few years, so I don't know how much longer it gets, because it's happened, this will be the third time in 11 years that it's gone like this. So that's kind of a big deal for a lot of folks. Some people say they think that the price of Bitcoin will go up after the halving. I don't think that, at least the last time it happened, I don't remember seeing that happen immediately.
And it's a known event, so that price increase should already be
already
built
been factored in.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're going to see a huge shoot up or anything like that, but it is true that the supply will be lowering, which means and maybe over time you will see a price rise.
Yeah.
Who knows? That's what I think we'd all like to see happen. But regardless, you can go to Bitcoin.com, learn more about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency at Bitcoin.com. We go back to Joey in Pennsylvania. You were calling about face masks, and I wanted to make sure you had your chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead.
Yeah, no. Okay, so look, I work at a paper mill where people are working 12-hour shifts, and it's 100 degrees in there, and we're required to wear face masks. So people there don't
brutal.
Like to wear face masks, and I understand that because it's uncomfortable. But if we're talking about just going out in public for, you know, for food or for whatever, for, you know, 15 minutes, a half hour, why would you not want to do that? Like I said, one of the biggest threats in my mind to your personal liberty is facial recognition over the last couple of years. So why is it such a problem for people to just throw a face mask on and conceal your identity?
I don't think your average person is worried about that. Not that they shouldn't be, but I don't think that they are. And there are some conflicting, it's not just pure benefit, right? There's still some cost to that. So it lowers your oxygen intake. It's dirty because you're carrying it wherever you're carrying it, in your pocket or whatever. You can't wear it while you're driving, or you're not supposed to anyway.
I used to drive with a face mask on.
And the one guy passed out and crashed from that. And then, if they want to find you, like, they can still scan your eyes, they can still
check your gait,
analyze your walk,
if you've got
and
a phone
your phone's
on you.
Probably in your pocket.
Yeah, look, I don't disagree with you, Joey. If what you're seeking is maximum privacy, then, man, wear the face mask.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of people being able to do what they want, to seek whatever level of privacy they feel is necessary. And now that it's more socially acceptable to do it, by all means, do it. From my perspective, to answer your question of why not, like, why don't I want to do it, is because I feel like these things are detrimental to humanity. I think that being in a society where people are regularly covering themselves up, I don't want to live in a place where women wear burkas either, right? Like, I don't want to live in a place where people have their face obscured, where you can't see the expressions that somebody is making. So that's one of the major reasons for me.
I agree, but temporarily, when there is a health benefit, or apparently a health benefit, I mean, is it really the biggest cost?
Well, you know, I don't. I have no reason to believe the temporary part.
Yeah, that's a good.
I mean, you might.
I'm not
ask,
a big. I don't
ask.
Really understand the whole health benefit part either. But if you want to make the argument for facial recognition and keeping your privacy,
that's
I'll hear that
argument.
All day. I'll take
and
that.
Like, if for me not, personally. Since they can find out what they want about me anyway, I would rather part of me would almost rather, like, my NSA agent or my FBI agent, probably more like, be able to get on their computer and be like, okay, Melanie's at, like, some, like, mundane place than.
If you're carrying your phone with you, they already know.
Like, yeah, they already know. It's like, okay, I'm going to get groceries, I'm going home, it's like I'm going to the park, like, whatever.
But how do you not understand the health? Have you held your hand from your face 5 inches away with a face mask on and with a face mask off and cough? You can feel the difference.
Right.
I mean,
so
tell me this.
Okay. Well, if you're over like 4 years old, just like don't cough into the air. I mean,
So I sent this article to Mark, and I'll have to find it again some weeks ago. They did a study. Yep. Here you go. Mask fails to filter virus in coughing COVID-19 patients. So the masks, okay, the masks don't stop viruses. The majority of masks that people are wearing don't stop viruses. Mark had a concern about viral load, right? And this study out of, I think it was Korea, basically said that the viral load of wearing a mask versus not wearing a mask was negligible and insufficient at best. So wearing a mask versus not wearing a mask has no bearing on whether or not you're going to cough the virus.
Your shoulder. Okay, so now maybe there's some virus on your shoulder and you can take your shirt off at the end of the day and wash it.
Yeah, that'd
versus
be bad.
Coughing
that'd
into
be
a
bad.
Mask that's now full of whatever still on your face, like that seems worse.
Yeah, I mean, people for a long time have coughed into their shoulder, and that's a completely effective way to do it if you want to stop a cough from shooting out all over the place.
Yeah.
So there's ways to do it. Plus, there's just the, you know, whatever level of uncomfortability of having a thing on your face, and I would say completely unnecessarily. If somebody is afraid, because again, the other aspect to this, Joey, is, and by the way, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. The other aspect of this is the idea here is, well, there's these certain people who are particularly susceptible, right? Elderly people with comorbidity conditions.
They should stay home.
You know, certain people, obesity, for instance, people like this, they can stay home if they want to,
right.
But these people want to go out too, right? Like, nobody wants to be stuck at home.
So you have to stay home so they can go out.
To stay home. They're saying you have to wear a mask. So
and they are, to some extent, saying you have to stay home for the most part. Like, you're not allowed to run your business. You're not allowed to go to work.
Sure.
Because they have this issue.
But they want to be able to go to the grocery store. They want to go to the grocery store. You want to go to the grocery store. They're saying, well, my rights are more important because I'm potentially going to get ill, so all the rest of y'all have to wear masks when they could just stay home and have somebody deliver their groceries.
And here's this is the part that doesn't benefit them either, right? Like I'm saying, with this study and the masks in general, they're not actually being protected by anyone wearing a mask. Because the vast majority of people, of the masks, the cloth masks that people are wearing, don't stop the virus, right? They're not virus-protective masks. They look good, they're cool, they're fashionable, they make you feel like you are. So they're going to go out thinking that they're protected because everyone's wearing a cloth mask, and they're going to get sick and wonder why. Because it doesn't offer any level of protection.
We're not talking about masks anymore. There are no more masks to be had. We're talking about whatever random piece of cloth was laying around your house, or if you had a bandana, or you went out and bought like a...
And even if they are wearing the official N95 surgical mask, the vast majority of people don't know how to wear those properly, and so they don't. And so they pull it, like, they walk, and then they pull it down on their face to scratch their nose or whatever, and they put it back, and it's already contaminated. So, like, there's no protection there either.
Yeah.
So when I talk about the health risk, the vast majority of people wearing masks have no protection for themselves or others.
Right. And then there's also the concern of, you know, the buy-in. You're buying into this propaganda that if you're wearing the mask, you're making this place that you live in, wherever you are, look more like this medical authoritarian world. And I don't want to contribute to that.
Yep.
So I think from the humanity aspect, all the sort of practical aspects you pointed out, and from the aspect of I don't want to contribute to this sort of new so-called new normal or new society or whatever, I don't want to be a part of making that happen, making that more real in people's minds. I want to counter that. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence and three members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force is self-quarantining because of possible exposure to another member of the Trump administration.
Pence has been self-isolating away from the White House since Friday when his press secretary, Katie Miller, confirmed that she tested positive for COVID-19, and he did not attend a meeting with President Trump and top military officials on Saturday. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, and Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, said they will quarantine for 14 days. On Friday, Food and Drug Administrator Commissioner Stephen Hahn said he's already been in quarantine. All three of them have tested negative, along with President Trump and Vice President Pence. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is working from home and will soon be trying President Trump's case as he tries to protect his taxes. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
President Donald Trump is hoping to persuade the Supreme Court to keep his taxes and other financial records from being turned over to lawmakers and a New York district attorney. The justices are hearing arguments by telephone on Tuesday in a pivotal legal fight that could affect the presidential campaign, even with the coronavirus outbreak and the resulting economic fallout. Rulings against the president could result in the quick release of that personal financial information that Trump has sought strenuously to keep private. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the White House is considering a number of different options, including another round of stimulus checks.
The president has said and wants to make sure before we rush back and do the next bill and spend more taxpayer money, we just want to be thoughtful.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts, including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up what you want here on the radio with us in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live will be attending ForkFest. Because no one can cancel ForkFest. At least, no one's in charge of ForkFest. In theory, the campground could close.
Oh, but then we can move locations of ForkFest.
And that would be interesting, right? Because then I think you'd get competing ForkFests.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's decentralized, right? So somebody's...
A ForkFest is so big it could not be contained by one location.
Well, I don't know if it'll be bigger. You'll probably have smaller ForkFests in that particular
case. Work with the marketing,
case.
Man.
You can market it however you want. Just don't want people to be disappointed if they show up and there's only like 24 people there, like it was the first year. So, you know, who knows how it's going to pan out. Right now, Rogers Campground is saying they plan to be open coming up June 29th until July 5th. And as long as they plan to be open, ForkFest is going to happen there, I think. ForkFest.party, at least that's where I'm planning to go. I think that's where Free Talk Live will be set up. But if they are closed, we'll certainly let you know. I've heard Jay Noon is already talking about offering his property as a potential location. So, you know, he's probably going to have to, like, rent some porta-potties or whatever, and who knows what the shower situation is going to be like there. So it might be a little more...
That's camping. There's no showers at camping.
It might be a little more of a roughing it kind of ForkFest in that particular case. So ForkFest.party is where you can go to learn more. It's June 29th until July 5th. One of the best things you can do to ensure this event happens is to go ahead and register your campground, to register your RV site or your campsite. There's even a motel on the site over at Rogers Campground. Call them up or use their internet registration to, you know, say, hey, I'm going to be there, because the number of registrations they've got for both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest is down this year just due to the circumstances.
So I don't want to deter anyone, but I'll ask you if you know. There were some concerns that been whispered about the campground being open but not to out-of-staters, so residents only. Do you know anything about that?
That was in an executive order, but it depends on how long that executive order lasts and whether it's extended.
Yeah, we don't know right now what's going to go on with that. I would say if that particular order does get enforced to some extent or implemented at Rogers, the best bet would be to just simply lie when you register for the campground. You know, like, yeah, I live here.
Okay.
Or whatever.
There you go.
Who cares?
Problem solution. Good job.
So 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number. We're going to continue here and go to Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's on our Discord lines. Go ahead, Gene.
Oh, I guess it's Gene the Karen Anarchist now.
Uh-oh, why? Uh-oh.
After that last call that I made about union weenies who don't want to go back to work, Aria said that I was a Karen on
wanting to go to work.
I guess I was a whining person that day about weenies who don't want to go back to work. But anyway, I wanted to do an update on our COVID-19 patients. We're now currently up to about a dozen patients tested positive for COVID-19.
Are they being traced? Does the state know who they are and where they've been in contact with?
I think everyone is reported to the CDC, and so they become a statistic.
Are you guys obligated to report on your own customers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. Certain diseases have to be reported to your state authority.
Geez, so much for medical privacy, huh? I guess you don't get privacy from the state.
You do not get privacy from the state. So that's something to remember about every piece of information you give to anybody.
Right. So if you care about your privacy, the best bet is to never get tested for COVID-19. That way they don't know about it. You just live through it and you're fine.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I would never get tested for that.
Right.
Except for all of our patients are currently on chloroquine and Z-Pak or azithromycin, and they're all doing fantastic. Now, most of our patients came in reasonably healthy, but we do have one patient who is a very high risk and actually on, you know, has...
are they old, elderly? Are they old?
Well, about a little younger than me, but with diabetes and on... you know, have to go in for, I'm drawing a blank, you know,
right? Hypertension?
No, it's diabetes where you go in for, then you hook up to the machine and they
dialysis.
Dialysis, that's it.
But you said they're doing all right. Yeah. They're on the mend?
After 4 days, that person was pretty sick, but after about 3 to 4 days on azithromycin and chloroquine, they turned around and became healthy and currently are testing negative. So what I'm getting at is we know how to treat this thing. It is not the end of the world that they presented to us. Now,
the end
obviously,
of the world has been brought on us by the government, and they have destroyed
correct.
The world as we know it.
The economy is destroyed by the government, not by COVID-19. COVID-19 is not destroying the environment, and the economy, and it's not destroying very many people. Currently, we're only talking about 12 patients now. We don't have a huge database to go by, but we do have the one high-risk patient. All of our 12 patients are doing just fine. Pretty much all of them have been completely recovered. We may get a couple more down the road here, but I think that we can safely say we can get back to normal now. It's no longer time for doing these crazy, you know, procedures.
It was supposed to be flatten the curve, right? Like, that was the initial prognosis or whatever.
Now it's a new normal.
Right.
Everything's going to be different. Hey, Gene, thanks for the update. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Steve in Virginia, listening to WNIS. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I just wanted to follow up on the whole mask thing. You know, I don't wear a mask because I have a full beard. So mask isn't going to do anything good for me. And the thing is that I see people, it's not doing anything good for them. It's not fitting their face properly. They're always got their fingers in their face adjusting it.
Yeah.
Issue is
you're useless at that point.
Right. So what's the point? Okay. The other issue is that there are places like, you know, the airline saying, hey, you're not going to fly unless you wear a mask. And it's like, wait a second. Here's the thing. You know, there's the old saying that in war, the first casualty is truth.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And in a pandemic, I say the first casualty is sanity.
Yeah.
Because it's completely illogical to tell people that if you're not going to wear a mask, you can't be around a bunch of other people who are wearing a mask. What's the danger to them if I'm not wearing a mask and they are? Okay.
Well, see, because it's a double filter mask. Both people have to be wearing a mask for it to be effective.
Well,
and wearing two doesn't help. It has to be you wear one and they wear one.
Yeah, great thoughts, Steve. Anything else you want to share?
Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Here's to, just real quickly. Is the other thing is that not only is it illogical to make that kind of a demand of people, but the issue is that when it comes to, you know, this whole thing, as far as I'm concerned, can be summed up in two words, dry run. When they talk about, oh, when we get the vaccine, people will be required to get the vaccine. Wait a second. If I don't want the vaccine, okay, what harm is it going to do to all those other people out there who
herd immunity
and get the vaccine?
Herd immunity.
Get the vaccine.
Everyone's got to get it or it doesn't work.
It won't do any harm. You're right. You're absolutely right.
But the thing is that it's not going to affect them. They've got the vaccine. So the only other people that I could infect would be other people who also refuse to get the vaccine. So what's the problem there?
There's no problem. The problem from the state's viewpoint is you're not an obedient serf. And they want you to be obedient. They want you to do what you're told.
Okay, last thing. Do you know what COVID stands for?
No, what?
Cowardly obedient victims of an insane deception.
Love nice. It. Thanks for the call, Steve. I appreciate it, man. Good one. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to John in Michigan, listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG.
Hello?
John? Hey, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We have you. Go ahead.
Okay. Great program. I enjoy you guys batting it back and forth to each other. I live in the great state of Michigan where the governor decided to do a mandate. I am an essential employee. I work at a company that is basically a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wear a mask. Okay? I work on private property, and if I want a job, I have to wear a mask.
Uh-oh.
According to the governor's mandate, everybody that comes into my store is supposed to wear a mask.
Hold that thought, John. I want you to finish what you got to say, but I want to make sure you have time for it, so stand by. We'll continue with John. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have, but where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net, the highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens, now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of immune booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life, from germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you're already on the lines, we'll do our best to get you here. You can dial us up at 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Don't forget Richie's show. He's got his own thing that he does. It's a podcast.
Yep, anarchistexperience.com.
The Anarchist Experience. What did you guys cover last night or yesterday?
My buddy is upset that some of the restaurants in Hawaii aren't opening, so he's trying to find a workaround to get one of them to violate the lockdown order.
Excellent.
We'll see. We'll see
I
if
hope
he's
he
successful.
Can. It's hard as hell, man.
Yep.
These business owners are so scared.
Absolutely. Well, that's the thing. So I think he, you know, his offer was like, what if we just fund them? Like, mm-hmm. Well, we'll cover the legal fees or whatever, but you just open to the public and then, you know.
Does he want to cover $500 a day in fines?
I don't
that's
know.
What it might come
it might,
down to.
I don't know. He might.
That's usually the big threat beyond jail is yeah. We'll hit you with a daily fine. So going back to John in Michigan, you were saying, John, that you work at a grocery store. They make you wear masks. They are also telling customers to wear masks, and that's where we had to go to break there. So go ahead with your...
So now it's perfectly safe in the grocery store.
Go ahead with your
at
store.
At my grocery store, they do not require you to wear masks. The governor is the one that says to require you to wear masks, okay? Basically, what gets confusing is once you step on my property, my grocery store, it's private property. Mm-hmm. They can tell you whatever they want you to do, and then they can offer you like, hey, would you like to come in? Would you like to buy a mask for a dollar? Or would you like to go someplace else? Your other caller prior to me was, didn't want to wear a mask on an airline.
Yep.
Hey, if the airline wants you to wear a mask, that's their requirement. So, I mean, you know that well ahead of time. Okay, I believe this whole virus thing has probably way too much because basically there was a story that there's a meat processing plant in BFE, Indiana. 2,200 employees and 892 of them had the virus. So this has been going on for a long time. I'm sick of sitting in my house under house arrest for no reason. I would like my state to be opened up. What I would like you guys to do is basically you have all the time in the world. I would like you to go state by state. Michigan basically has...
Why do we have all the time in the world? And why does any other state care what I have to say?
Well, I want to hear what he wants us to do. Go ahead, John. What do we want to do?
Can you relax on this a minute? Okay, I mean, basically, Michigan, the woman ain't doing her job because there's 40,000 people that tested that have it. There's 4,000 people that died. Go to Illinois, they have 80,000 people, and they only have, like, 3,000 people that died. So
it's also not her job to protect everybody.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, what do you think her job? I get you that you're frustrated or whatever. I wish I could have heard what he wanted us to do, though.
Bill something.
Yeah, well, let me get back in here real fast to this story from the Washington Times about the governor's orders are not laws. So he's talking about Stillwater, Oklahoma, where the mayor ordered business workers and customers to wear face masks. But then there was conflicts between employees and customers, so the mayor walked it back. And city manager, so the mayor walked it back and made it so only employees have to. City manager Norman McNichol issued a statement saying that many of those who objected to the face mask order, quote, cited the mistaken belief that the requirement is unconstitutional under their theory that one cannot be forced to wear a mask, said NBC News. And on that, McNichol also said, quote, no law or court supports this view, unquote. And the article at Washington Times says, what that means is the American legal system does not specifically address the idea of government ordering citizens to wear face masks as a condition of entering places of business.
Or any type of clothing.
Because there has never before in American history been an issuance of such an order. There has never been before a time when free American citizens were ordered by their public servants to wear face masks, so it's never been challenged in court. So, therefore, it's not been addressed by law. McNichol knows this. He was just trying to turn a recommendation into an order and hoping the good citizens of Stillwater wouldn't notice. He was hoping the citizens would be so blowed over by the force of government that they wouldn't dare protest. And for the most part, it's worked. Read his next words, as reported by Fox News. Quote, it is further distressing that these people, while exercising their believed rights, put others at risk. As mentioned, there is clear medical evidence the face coverings prevent COVID-19 spread. They are recommended by both the CDC and the Oklahoma State Department of Health. The wearing of face coverings is of little inconvenience to protect both the wearer and anyone with whom they've contact.
Fake news.
And an unprotected person who contracts the virus can infect their own loved ones and others. Unquote.
No, I can't because none of my loved ones have the specific immunocompromised statuses that would cause them to be harmed by the virus.
Duck, dodge, shame, blame. As McNichol himself said, face coverings are recommendations, not laws. Recommendations. The city of Stillwater tried to morph those recommendations into mandates by issuing an order. But executive orders are not laws, and they only hold up to court challenge if they're in line with the powers vested to the government under the Constitution. And once again, the Constitution does not wither and die during government-declared national emergencies, particularly as the days and weeks go by and it becomes more and more difficult to justify the ongoing existence of the emergency.
I'd like to recommend all the governors take a long walk off a short pier.
Yeah.
By the way, isn't COVID-19's curve flattening? State and local governments ought to look to Attorney General William Barr for guidance. I don't know about that. He wrote in April, quote, the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis. He warned government officials on Fox News to stop the draconian practices, which is ironic from the Attorney General, who, of course, is in support of all kinds of draconian practices.
Yes.
So I wouldn't turn to this guy for anything, but, as far as things go, politics does make for strange bedfellows. Quote, if a state or local ordinance crosses the line from an appropriate exercise of authority, which I don't believe in, he says, to stop the spread of COVID-19 into an overbearing infringement of constitutional and statutory protections, the Department of Justice may have an obligation to address the overreach in federal courts. Although it doesn't look like they've been doing that. So.
That's the old fight the states in federal court and fight the feds in the state court. Type of insider activism.
And it doesn't bother me to see state people fighting one another. Okay, fine. If they're busy fighting each other, then that's less time than they can spend going after, innocent people. So that doesn't bug me. The article says, again, executive orders are not laws. These people, like McNichol and his ilk, may try to pass them off as must-dos. They may try and slide them by as legal and lawful, and one and the same as pieces of legislation that have traveled the proper legislative routes, the proper accountable to the people paths, but courts have ruled otherwise. And he gives examples. Bill Clinton wrote an executive order banning government contracts with companies that kept strikebreakers on the payroll, slapped away at the appeals court level. Another of his orders requiring federal officials to provide services in languages other than English was killed by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court overturned several of former President Franklin D. Roosevelt's orders, and so on and so forth. But the problem there is you still have to have the money to fight these things in court.
Yeah.
Or you have to have a real friendly attorney who's willing to take on a case pro bono.
And you have to be willing to take that risk of getting arrested in order to give you the standing to challenge it in court.
And unfortunately, most people are not willing to take that risk. So they just go along to get along. I hope your co-host can find somebody in Hawaii who's willing to do it.
Me too. I'm always interested when they do that.
I hope we can find someone here in New Hampshire who's willing to do it. There was a lady who apparently owns some sort of a salon that I'd heard about, but she hasn't made any news as of yet, so I don't know if she's actually reopened.
Well, she's allowed to be reopened real soon anyway, so it might not be as
much. Well, but that's the thing. When you say reopen, what that means is under the government's guidelines, which are being issued as executive orders, and this whole article is pointing out that these are just guidelines.
Yeah.
So when is a business owner going to say, you know what, when is a business owner, instead of saying, oh, well, I'm going to reopen, but everybody's going to have to wear a mask, and we're only going to let one customer in at a time, and you're going to have to call for an appointment, you're going to have to wait in your car, and you're going to have to do all these things. So they're trying to, like, show how obedient they are to all these mandates or whatever.
Well, the real answer to your question is when it's profitable to do so versus when it's profitable just to follow the guidelines.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Yep.
That's a huge problem because, you know, you're going to make more profit if you do what you want.
Maybe.
And what the customers want.
Well, you're right, more profit if you do what the customers want.
Yeah.
Which,
well, if it's one out of ten
culture.
People, if it's one out of ten people who want to go back to normal, I would want all of those people to come to my business.
Yeah.
You know, that makes a big difference. But unfortunately, we're not seeing that happen because, well, business owners aren't in business to take a risk like that. They took different kinds of risks. They risked a lot of money. They risked a lot of their time to try to do these things, but they're not usually willing to risk going up against the states. She says here again, if the government holds the authority to declare national emergencies and then government holds the authority to order citizens at will using these emergencies as justification, think where that leaves the Constitution, in a dust pile of tyranny. In times of national crisis, it's incumbent upon the citizens to ensure their civil rights are upheld, because simply put, government is not going to do it. Remember, executive orders are not laws. So, while I don't agree with the system, I don't consent to it. Yep. Unfortunately, most people do believe in it, and even under that system, everyone should be saying, looking at these government orders, these governor's orders, and saying, these are just recommendations. These are not mandates. If you want to open your business tomorrow, I would, if I were you, I'd put a sign up on the door that says, enter at your own risk.
That's all you need.
That's it. And then you can run things however you want.
And that should go without saying anyway.
Indeed. Hey, out of time today. Back tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.